All right, it is 8:53. We have a very special guest on the show with us this morning. On the phone with us, Scott Stenzel. Now, Scott is from my hometown of Alexandria. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Justin. How are you doing?
Okay, so are you in Florida?
No, actually, we just crossed over the border. We're in Georgia, and we're headed up over to good old Alabama.
Yeah, Talladega, right, this weekend.
That's right, shake and bake.
Shake and bake, baby, shake and bake. That's what Liz was saying yesterday. We were talking about talking to you. So we got to get some behind-the-scenes story on you, Scott. Something I did not know is that I went to high school with a NASCAR driver.
Did you guys graduate together?
Scott, you're a couple years older than me, I think. I was an 01 grad.
I was a 99.
99, so yeah. Okay. We got to get your background story. You were racing in Alexandria, right?
Yeah, I did a little bit of things there in Alexandria, mostly on dirt, and then graduated up to, you know, pavement over there between Fergus Falls and Sauk Center. Did a lot of that short track racing there for a couple of years.
And then how did you move on past those types of racing into getting chosen for this program that you're a part of now? And we're going to have to talk about the program a little bit, because basically you were chosen as an up-and-comer and really given the shot with an awesome team and a bunch of great mentors. So tell us about how you got chosen for that.
Oh, absolutely. The program it can be found on the internet, makingthedriver.com. And what it is, it's basically a story of what it takes to actually get where, you know, someone like Jeff Gordon or Tony Stewart is at. No one really knows much about these drivers. You know, you watch and tune in at the racetrack and you go, all right, it's just a bunch of guys turn around in circles. And, you know, that always got to me, is because it's a lot more than just that.
Mm-hmm.
So this program actually documents what it takes to go from, you know, go-kart or aspiring race car driver all the way to, you know, at that level.
Wow.
Yeah, and in Duluth Superior, racing is huge here. I mean, not only do we have a bunch of NASCAR fans, but we have Proctor Speedway,
Superior Speedway,
and races every single weekend, just like I grew up with in Alexandria at the Viking Speedway and where you raced. So how did you fall into the arms of this program, and was it contacts you knew, or did they kind of pick you?
Well, I'm working with a gentleman, Patterson. He's also the guy who helped start Ryan Newman.
Really?
And Kenny Irwin and Tony Stewart. You probably have heard those names.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
So he's working with me, and we got a great crew chief, Jeff Spraker, with Spraker Racing. And actually, a funny story, Ryan Newman's dad is going to be spotting for me this weekend.
You're kidding.
And he was spotting for Ryan Newman when he won the Daytona 500.
Wow.
A lot of people pulling for you. I know in Alexandria, tons of people pulling for you. Our hometown hero for sure. And we'd love to talk to you again after Talladega. Encourage people to go to the website, makingthedriver.com, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Got it right on.
Great. And they can also find it on our blog. It's at ktcofm.com. Watch the video on Scott. Watch for Scott Stenzel this weekend at Talladega.
And what color is your car?
It's black, gray, and yellow.
All right. We'll be watching for you, Scott. We'd love a check back next week after the race, and best of luck to you.
Shake and bake.
That's right. Shake and bake. Hey, if you're not first, you're last.
I love it. Scott Stenzel racing this weekend at Talladega. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thanks for having me.